Thank you. And then with the flag in the background, I keep looking.
is a lot of us, you know, they're still in there, but it needs a lot of renovation, so I thought it'd probably just be better to build a new clinic just to have space for the north, but, we do own that property, but, anyway, it's a little bit down the road, it's pretty preliminary, but that's in the plans. Overall, financially, it is down, but from the tricky thing, one real, you know, just the cost of labor, is tough, and like any other industry, they have to do a lot of increases there to keep up. So we'll keep monitoring that, but overall, it's sound financially and provides great service and is rated very highly in terms of their care. So, any questions from anyone?
Yeah. Well, you're taking insurance on pregnant.
Yes. Yeah, and get free health care. Yeah. And there was a lot of services. Correct me if I'm wrong, like, we transport these prisoners via ambulance to Salt Lake all the time.
Yeah.
Or if it's not, you know, they transport prisoners to Salt Lake
for care on a regular basis. So they do pay a little bit for services. So,
like,
where you might pay
$150 for an extra $5. Yeah. The inmates, is that? Hey, if any movement to have a clinic in Ephraim,
pretty regular discussions. Just don't know the direction to go. There's also regular discussions with Snow College. Just trying to weigh out all of our options there, and also weigh out the likelihood that another hospital does move to Ephraim. We've had pretty open discussions with IHC as well, and they tell us that's not a for sure thing right now, but I think those political discussions can happen and be effective, and certainly appreciate it. We all know the value of having a community hospital and another option, and which is why we get so many patrons from the various towns, and they bypass some of the bigger hospitals to get here. You all know that. So them encroaching a little bit certainly hurts our viability, no question. And that would be the argument against allowing them to do that. So, you know, anything you can provide there, whenever you have the ear of our political leaders, would be
great. And then, 5 years ago, they were looking for someone to put a clinic here at Snow College.
Yeah.
Now, reaching out to the local hospital, but I see it. I don't think Mark responded at the time, so I don't know if I see currently doesn't have a clinic here for Snow College.
No, they just had that one up there, you know, by Walmart, but it appears to me that Snow College's preference is to partner with us.
Well, that's what we were kind of telling you. They want to do one. If you want to deal with someone else, where is it?
So, I mean, we're at the point in the discussions of looking at locations, and locations that have been offered out and offered. That's kind of where we're at. They're very preliminary, but, you know, very serious about doing that as a way to strengthen our footprint in that growing town.
I just want to make sure that in Prosecutor, our state center, the building programs we've got there, maybe it could be a
concept.
That's what it's like, I mean, but I don't know if
They want up pretty close to campus, no question. They have talked about some space right in the middle of campus, like in the bottom of the dorm. overly excited about that. There's some other places we're really excited about. So. I do feel like our administration is all over it and having the conversations that, that need to be had, so yeah. We feel very good about that.
So
besides
the sign,
is there anything else going on in that corner? Nope, just the sign. And we're always thinking about future expansion. We own all the properties on the block except for right next to that sign. Someday, you know, that becomes available. So.
So, Sheriff, if I'm not using the plans to beautify the law, then I'll just be here.
No, I think it'll look really nice. And nice.
So, are you trying to go and go to the neighborhood
shutdown
on the corner?
Yes, actually. I forgot we did talk about that, but that is the plan. We were just, that was just talked about.
Because we've been taking care of all the Christmas we should do so much to be with you, Pat. So, yeah, you became on the show.
Yeah.
And so, we'll keep the ground here as long as we need to.
Yes, thank
and
you.
We don't have to do the ground first for all, so.
No, thank you. I forgot that was just talked about in our last meeting. So, maybe someone's been affected from the city on that ground.
Or just the real estate thing. It's a great location. You know, it's an asset for everybody. Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be very nice. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you. Hey, Katie.
You're welcome.
How are you? All right.
We had a good pre-construction meeting with them. They are ordering materials and getting everything here. You may have seen some pipe up by the road down by the cemetery there. Starting to get things ordered in here. Most of the construction activities won't start occurring until the middle of June, like major construction activities. Some things will happen between now and then. There will be small, minor things, potholing, and the contractor will start getting his traffic control stuff here and pushing those things here, but the main disruption won't start occurring until mid-June. We figured that it would be a good idea to, on the streets that are going to be seeing the most disruption, which would be 4th West and 2nd East, as far as residential streets, to have a plan in hand open house. Just for an opportunity for residents to come out, see we've obviously been talking about it here and many other meetings, but some residents will get an opportunity to come and see that. But to be actually physically on the street, show the plans of what we're doing, talk with the residents, answer any questions, you know, get as specific as showing, you know, here's where the sidewalk is going to be in the front of your lot, and here's what you can expect as far as, you know, any access restrictions or water interruptions during the course of the construction time period. And so we talked about it, that occurring on May 11th. We would meet at 6 p.m. at 2nd East and 100 South, and then at 7:30 p.m. at 4th West and Center Street. And so we have a plan to go over the project and its impacts to the residents there. I mean, for the most part, it'll be fairly minimal, except for, you know, the noise and the dirt and that kind of thing, and that'll be there while construction is occurring. I mean, kind of daily. But access restrictions should be pretty minimal. You know, when they're pouring concrete, they won't be able to get into the driveway for that the day on each side of pouring that concrete. you know, send them the paving. Obviously, they can't have access when the paving, but for the most part, the contractor will should do a pretty good job at allowing, you know, the daily access coming in and going with, obviously, driving around the construction equipment and that kind of thing. So, anyway, if that's a thing that'll work, we can work with the council to get together a little flyer to just get out to those residents on those streets.
So, can you give
a quick
for
everybody here? What time is it?
6 p.m. It is included in the project. We hadn't planned on doing a plan in hand meeting there because there's not a lot of residents, but yes, it is included in the project.
Well,
we've talked to businesses here, so we can figure out this. Yeah, when we talk to businesses, And the access would be pretty good for that, too, because we're... We don't have utility work occurring there, which is going to be the biggest interruption on second East and Fourth West.
Well, we have to turn the
water
off, too.
Perhaps, or trees, or anything? No, not on the trees, no. I mean, unless we find a water line that we weren't aware of. On second East and fourth West, their water will be shut off for portions of time. And probably a lot on each side, and depending on how some of that's out.
You're only talking days.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
It might be a day for this block, and then the next day for the next one, and then, yeah. But yes, yeah, relatively minor. I mean, less than a day, hours. We need to finalize that. So that's something I don't know if we want to tackle now or another time on getting that easement signed. We have legal descriptions ready, but
I think we need to calm down because I live in the Grapevine. They're trying to warn us should they find the water and what should they do. They're trying to do that. They heard they were going to be doing something that.
Yeah.
So I think we need to get a slime, maybe they want to slime when they show up. And I'm going to go on if you want, but we need to make a contact, kind of thing like this, so we can get that piece of the right one, we can get a time frame for it, the rate that they can make, the situation for it.
Right. Yeah, if you want to join with me, that'd be great.
That'd be all I want to do.
Okay.
So, I need to
next week sometime. Yeah, let's get done.
I guess the final goal we have today for your goals now.
We picked up the parcel corner there, and my surveyor was looking over those. I can't remember if I think everything worked out there, but I have to double check it.
I say that because I was on the scale that's going on that project this week, but we're not going to think that I think I was going
to push him back.
But it, I think you have many times to make sure that
Yeah, he sat there right away against those poles, and I'm fairly certain that that they were good. I'll double check them tomorrow morning to make sure that that was good to do. Yeah.
And
if you want to get with me, you can go out and see the time for sure. Yeah, let's plan on, hold my calendar, give you a call tomorrow, and let's plan on a day next week to get that taken care of. Yeah, I think so.
They
sent me a map. It didn't have it didn't have any of the calculations in it. I replied back to me. I've already seen this now.
Okay. And then on the way to
Well, the plastic dentures will come after. Yeah, you, the city holds the plaque until the construction is complete and or until they want to put full bid at building permit, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, is that, do you want a water update? I mean, I know we can't have that water meeting, but... So, we did apply last month to the Division of Drinking Water for funding for the well project. Admittedly, it was kind of, I mean, it all came quickly together, so we quickly put an application in. We didn't have all the information for Rocky Mountain Power, because a lot of the project cost to depend on if we had to upgrade power infrastructure. And they're still working on through that, and they've been in good communication, so I know they're doing things on there to move that forward. Anyway, so the estimate's a little bit rough based on that and some other things, but I put in an application so that we would hold our place in line. I received an email from the Division of Drinking Water staff indicating that they have a lot of requests right now, and it's unlikely that they'll be able to fit everybody in their June meeting. So they're trying to schedule a July meeting. And they said even then they might probably won't get anybody in their July meeting. When they get a schedule, they let us know with how many applications are in. And what based on what Kurt said earlier, it's probably unlikely that there's going to be a whole lot of ARPA money available. So that doesn't mean there's no money available, there's just no money in that particular spot. There's still the grant loan option from Drinking Water that I'm sure you will get offered. So based on what Kurt was recommending, he recommended that we apply for planning money in the interim, both from USDA and the Division of Drinking Water. Those are pretty quick applications. The Division of Drinking Water is mainly done because we just had to do a good chunk of that for the construction project. USDA will take you and, you know, a few days to get together and get submitted. With that, so there's an environmental assessment that needs to occur if you receive money from the USDA. Well, it needs to occur either way, but USDA, you have to get that done before you can even apply for the money. Kurt was indicating that you might want to apply before October, because the census that occurs, that data will be published, and that could affect where you stand as far as how much grant you're able to get. Might not get anything, but it could down a little high, and if it did, then you wouldn't be eligible for grants. So, no, to meet that deadline, we have to have the environmental done and the preliminary engineering report done before then, which means we need to get some work done soon. So we could get that applied, get those two applications in, let's say within the next week, both of them would be in. And from there, we would kind of hold tight until we hear something from those funding entities as far as doing the plan. However, we could still move forward if the city is willing and wanting to do a test well in this time period where we're waiting for funding. To kind of get that in line with the contract, I mean, it won't happen overnight even then, you know. We won't get drilled and done before June. Yeah, I'd be willing to get contractors, bid from contractors to do it as best well.
I think that would help put us ahead of the game.
Yeah.
If we can get that done, if we can come up with a good test well, we're way ahead.
Yeah.
All the way.
Well, I think we probably have our resource funds to do that and pay ourselves back.
Yeah. So I think my estimate, and I should have turned those off, but my estimate for a cash flow is $120,000, I think. And so, you know, you could maybe move that into all this funding, but if worst case is, you know, Gina and all the worst case scenario, you don't get any money, they just say, no, you don't get the money. And so you're at $120,000, and if the city's willing to take that risk, then great. I mean, $120,000 on a $500 project, so not a whole lot of money. You have data. Yeah.
We know the results, and actually, it would help us and put us, once again, further ahead of the game. We there's no fixed direction we need to go, or if we're set by her, it comes through. I think it helps us a whole bunch.
Well, I think they get the results. It's just going to matter how much we have to go from the results on that first choice we drill.
Yeah. Right.
As long as we wait for
so. It's foolish not to go forward as fast as we can on this one.
So with that being said, if the council is okay with it, I'll put together bidding documents to distribute to the so you can have that and distribute the well doers to bid for a test well. And tell me what you think, but maybe just try the one first and see what it does.
I would say we try the one first and get on our knees and pray a whole bunch. If not, then we go the second choice.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get work on that then.
Thank you for all your work.
Yeah. It's good. Just exciting to see things actually start to get built. It's been working on this road for a while, and exciting when it finally comes to come together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
And then just move on to the special approval. How do you
Well,
that's the county, right? And that's why people know that's what
subdivision,
mm-hmm.
and then Marvin subdivision. Mm-hmm. To compare between the two of those, and Marvin doesn't have any infrastructure to keep people in. All in place.
And the children the internet application.
Or?
Appeals application. I think it's all done where she was last fall. I'm trying to remember. And what's the change in the application? Oh, I think you can do other kind of forms. Yeah, so you have to change that in college. I don't know.
It is changing the footprint a little bit, but it's not really the
then that's a usable space in inside space. The wall is there, yeah, we'll go away. And that's where the post will go, and it'll be over the cover.
The point was to not see the distance from the wall.
Where the wall was.
So it's just, the reason the thing is, I think, for this is because of the building, the county building inspector, you want to check, make sure there's a zoning permit, before that issue of building permit, to rank for that, to be on that, to make contact with that. Well, the footprint area is not going to change at all. It's just aesthetically changing something. I'm not going to have any.
And the size.
If we're trying to destroy the proof of that, you should give one pass that through that the approval will let them go ahead and get the building permit.
Sounds like a good idea. Let's move forward.
Alright,
and I'll take that motion. I make a motion to move forward with the renovation or remodel of the Stewart building for the National Hospital.
They have a motion,
Councilman Anderson, state it in your check. Oh, there you go. Building the hospital now owns that, and there's a conference room in the very back. It's going to be the northeast corner of that building. It's not your big, you see the plans here. And all we're doing with that, and then, I don't know, I just got to get the advisory here for us in the county just because we're going to be changing some of our plumbing and the required licensure and stuff like that. So it's not changing anything on the exterior other than maybe a little bit of stuff over there that is working training to get some of the folks that are in the door. Basically, we're just changing the inside of the building just to make it a place for the eye center to keep all their stuff rather than moving in and out like they have in the past. This will be where they will do all their stuff in that section of the building. So really simple remodel, interior remodel, and all this is.
Yeah. I'll make the motion that we approve the remodel of the National Hospital in any building.
Alright, now we'll open the question again to the answer.
Oh, thank you.
That's true. If we don't, if we shut them off and move it,
try to use them all the time, all the time before we can, before we go to town.
We just don't want to, you know, walk past.
I agree, that's a special, really valid point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion to approve.
I'll make the motion, but if you just think you want to.
I'll make the motion, to move forward with the Gunnison Hospital emergency sign.
Probably addressing the consumer these days.
That we don't want to move it where it's going to block the clear vision sideline.
All right. We have a motion by Councilman Edison, second by Councilman Taylor, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to ask that question, just to know how much regarding impact fees. And possibly that, possibly regarding appropriate impact fees. You know, the ordinance we're having in Downey should be funded to an extent by the world's use. And unless you have an impact fee, then why would that work in the cost of growth? And it's not very recommendable. So we really need to do that. And the current law is that doesn't allow you to change the impact fee because it's done in the engineering study. So one of the things that requires change are being the current public school is you need to use that tiny money from the Department of Water Resources. Well, if you go to study, that's all grants. And I think that the experience is 4,000 and part of the more research is 4,000. So, I just want to know what your feeling is about going through that process. We currently we have a bill on our water fee schedule that asks what, $9 for household per month. All right, so we'll report back on that next month. And we had the term of interest on the letter of the Canadian Water Resources Development. All right, moving along.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The thing is, one of the stuff in the field is your own all soil ours.
Yeah, they are.
And that's what's going to kill you.
Yeah, but if you get to get it and you actually work out to get that over
the next one. For me, each shell water is out of your irrigation here is 15 gallons.
Crack out of the daytime. And the other man drives the truck, he wants to get that water slant, whatever happens on point two.
Right, but if you're taking us from being unstressed, now you're stressing it, unstressed, stressing. That it's not necessarily hammering it, you know, it's not being stressed all the time.
We could try that, and maybe if we manage that work with people and they're willing to cooperate, and it might be that you want to look at shutting off the person not cooperating.
I think there need to be some violations too, similar. If they go and take a violation, what's the violation?
Right.
You know, hold on, he did shut a few people off last year. And that makes it harder for him.
Well, I think if you're going to leave it in, the whole system, you're going to have to shut the users off. Mm-hmm. I make sure that we're able to do that. I think every water company is that all the water is not allowed to watch the TV.
What if you told people to use water for, you're allowed water for 2 hours during your day, but it can't be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. when it's off.
I'm on the phone or the water on my lawn.
Yeah, that's the thing we have. We don't have people who try to want a legal amount of water, a decent amount of water. And that's why we need to give them a 4 hours to drive.
This is important.
Show there. Excuse me.
And go to heaven to help fill it up, Mike.
Well, Tom, we're doing it. And then, of course, we'll have to pray and everything else go along. So far, everything's looking good. And that'll be on my first of July's check, which is Friday or Saturday. We'll have someone else who will do the work.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, so when you guys are trying to, do you have what the treasurer is running for again?
Yeah, it was down the previous one, $50.
It was $50, but I think you can go more.
Yeah, it was a lot more. I think it's $50.
That's right. So this year we decided at the gates we want to do it again. So we're going to give them that because they're a sort of organization. So, you know, the main office, we'll just have to kind of keep an eye. Somebody comes in and asks for a permit to sell.
Somebody can have
a lifesaver. This is something like that on our horse. And, you know, we're not doing that this year.
They just assume that they can do it. There's no button to say anybody.
We got it. But last year they permitted. So as well with the Lions Club, we discussed that, and that is the Bowery, the main Bowery. Last year, somebody set up, and they're not going to be allowed to set up for this year. We're also going to have all the vendors. The vendors will have to open up to the inside of the parking lot. There will be no opening down to the sidewalk. It's plugged up the sidewalk, blocks up the sidewalk, because the line will going out in the grass and stuff like that. Everything will have to open to the inside of the feet that comes from that area. And it'll be equal to their property. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things, the issues, you know, that we learned from last year that we're going to try to improve this year.
Where
they
all go, or
is there certain people? Well, in the past, I've done it, it's been my first come, first serve situation. And so, some of them have a certain place that they like in life, and it fits them well. And so I just tell them if they're yours.
You got the one board that's using out of Mankind. And then Fred, there's been John Fred, is one of the longer ones that's come.
Well, they'll still do it. They do the gym with strawberries.
They do the strawberries and they do their...
Which were new ones last year. And so...
Now, wasn't there a complaint from the Lions
Well, that was what we talked about, and we're going to talk about that end of it. We're not going to allow anybody to back end of it. They were talking about the drinks and how they wanted to be the only ones to sell drinks. And I told them, you know, you can't do that anymore. But I think the big thing was last year they were upset because the place where they normally put their drinks, somebody was in there. And they'll sell almost all the drinks.
They didn't want to write a hospital can of all metal anymore. Rather than shifting that line to get a copper group and so I'm sure the Dell building will sell them straight. Given that game of five,
I think with the last year that she was a Sharon Meekum that moved in there.
Yeah.
And there's two with that parish group. She had a
Is there an option?
There is an option. But the charity group is excellent. Colleen does tons of work with that.
We have people who will be out there. So we'll send you whatever information that you put on the website.
Is it normal for the cost of all agents to be looking
at all? And it's not normal for the whole cost to be different
types. I didn't know the battery.
Yes, it is. The North Page one is a different size than the
I'll find somebody.
That's awesome, Rob.
Do I have to go any longer?
dog hunt. You got two. I got two.
Yeah.
I'll put them both up my yard. So tomorrow, I'll take one. They had the yellow ribbons on all the trees, the bushes, all of them out there.
Okay, so within the two of those, if you have done any more than the rear, attached to your pad.
I don't know much.
Okay.
Do you
want to hear those?
Any
comments? Did you? All right. Most of the questions are
pretty
good, and I'm sure they're all in favor. All right. Okay, guys, I'd like to hear some public comments.